From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Court documents from 2005 that were unsealed today reveal comedian Bill Cosby admitted to giving at least one woman quaaludes in order to have sex with them. NPR's Mandalita Barco reports.
Bill Cosby testified in court that he had gotten 7 prescriptions for quaaludes in the 1970s, sedatives he intended to give to young women he wanted to have sex with. He admitted to giving the drug to at least one woman who brought a civil case against him in 2005. She alleged that Cosby had tricked her into taking drugs before he sexually assaulted her. The case was settled for an undisclosed amount of money in 2006. The Associated Press asked the court to release those documents, despite objections from Cosby's lawyers that it would cause severe embarrassment to their client. Over the years, Bill Cosby has been accused by more than a dozen women who say he sexually assaulted them in similar ways. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Lawmakers in South Carolina have advanced legislation to take down the Confederate battle flag at the state capitol building in Columbia. The bill faces another vote tomorrow before it heads to the lower house of representatives. The state has been at the forefront of debate over the flag. Opponents see it as a symbol of slavery. Others view it as part of the nation's culture and history. The U.S. and other world powers are still negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program, and the White House says the latest deadline could slip. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports negotiators say there are still some important issues that remain unresolved.
A temporary nuclear deal is due to expire Tuesday, and State Department spokesman John Kirby won't speculate as to what comes next.
Everybody is still, I think, rowing on the oars here to try to get a deal done. But it's got to be the right deal. It's got to be a good deal. It's got to meet our national security interests.
President Obama has said he would walk away unless Iran agrees to a deal that shuts off all pathways to a nuclear bomb. Kirby says there are both political and technical gaps that need to be closed. Secretary of State John Kerry has been in Vienna for 9 days now to try to reach a deal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama met with officials at the Pentagon today. The meetings come after a series of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in eastern Syria over the weekend. The president says the U.S. is in need of a complete strategy for properly training Iraqi troops to fight back against the self-declared Islamic State group, also known as ISIL.
And over the past year, we've seen that when we have an effective partner on the ground, ISIL can be pushed back.
The president also says the U.S. will continue to crack down on the Islamic State's illicit finance operations around the world. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 46 points at 17,683, the Nasdaq down 17, the S&P down 8. This is NPR News. An estimated 600 people have been evacuated from a popular lakeside vacation area in North Idaho because of a fast-growing wildfire. Jessica Robinson of the Northwest News Network reports the 1,500-acre fire has burned 6 homes and is threatening at least 280 other structures.
The Cape Horn fire was first spotted Sunday afternoon near Lake Ponderay in the northern tip of Idaho. Helicopters have been dipping huge buckets into the lake to help crews stop the flames, but dry winds threaten to push the fire toward the town of Bayview, Idaho. Manny Cordova is with the U.S. Forest Service. He says they've asked residents and business owners in town to be ready.
So they've had time to pre-plan and kind of get their items in order to go ahead and evacuate.
National fire officials say wildfires have burned more than 3 million acres so far this year, mainly in the West. That's more than triple the acreage in the same period last year. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Robinson.
New York City has agreed to settle lawsuits by 6 Occupy Wall Street protesters who said police unjustly blasted them with pepper spray in September of 2011. The plaintiff's attorney, Iman Abushi, says an online video of the officer pepper spraying his clients was a key part of the case.
You know, the fact that it was captured on video was a very powerful tool for us to show, you know, kind of a third-party view as to what happened, because normally when it's civilians were against the police officers, the civilians usually lose that battle.
The officer in question was found to have violated police department guidelines and was docked 10 vacation days. The settlements total more than $300,000. This is NPR News.